After weeks delaying the move, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi may send articles of impeachment to the Senate this week. Could a Senate trial be far behind? Presidential candidate Cory Booker announced he's dropping out of the 2020 race as the Democrats debate again this week. And into the mix this week, mixed messages about why the U.S. killed a top Iranian general, triggering a cascade of events. Lots to talk about this Monday morning with NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So start with the articles of impeachment. We're expecting Speaker Pelosi to send those to the Senate next couple of days. Just briefly, is that still on track?
So that is very possible. We could see those articles of impeachment moved as early as Tuesday, is our understanding. There's a caucus meeting that morning for her party, and she could name House managers, who is the prosecution team that will present the case in the Senate, and they could do these articles and move them that evening, as early as that evening.
So this could pick up speed. Look, she's been criticized for taking this long, though. And yesterday on ABC's This Week, she defended her approach. Let's listen.
I've always said I would send them over, so there shouldn't be any mystery to that. What we did want, though, and we think we accomplished in the past few weeks, is that we wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened.
Well, they did. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton emerged to say he wants to testify. Republicans have been saying no firsthand knowledge, and he has that. Can they really not call him to testify?
That's very possible. Senate Republicans have been very strong, for the most part, led by McConnell, that they are not as interested in calling these witnesses. Now, there is a group of Republicans, including Maine Senator Collins, who is working, she said, with a small group of members and looking at the potential of calling some witnesses. And this could be through a deposition. This may not be witnesses testifying live in the chamber. But it's very possible, though, with some senators pushing for no witnesses, that we don't see any, but that all remains to be seen.
Yeah, I want to switch gears for a second and go to the White House's changing rationale for the killing of the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. President Trump telling Fox News on Friday he took the action because there was an imminent threat of four U.S. embassies being attacked. Yesterday, though, Defense Secretary Mark Esper had this exchange with CBS Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan when asked directly about this intelligence of an imminent attack.
Well, the president didn't say it was a tangible, he didn't cite a specific piece of evidence. What he said is he believed.
Are you saying there wasn't one?
I didn't see one with regard to four embassies. What I'm saying is I share the president's view that probably my expectation was they were going to go after our embassies.
Well, this morning the president tweeted out, imminent doesn't matter. You know, this general had a really bad history. It's just hard to hear a defense secretary say, I didn't see the evidence, but I shared his view possibly. How's this going over?
Yes, it's been a very confusing and shifting message that's come from the administration, from the president to his top officials such as Mark Esper. It's hard to keep track of the reasoning that fueled this attack, and it's causing a lot of confusion. What was behind this? The four embassies, that detail, that wasn't in the intel. Esper made that clear, and now Trump is shifting away from saying, you know, imminent is not as critical here. So it's making this a very confusing conversation to follow.
Well, I'm wondering, Claudia, you've got your ear to the ground there. Republicans have been burned before by false information leading to war, the weapons of mass destruction that were not there, that led to the war in Iraq that some say is still a part of this, you know, cascade of events. I mean, what are you hearing from Republicans in particular?
Well, there are some Republicans that are speaking out in the Senate, Mike Lee of Utah and Rand Paul of Kentucky. Mike Lee in particular, he left a briefing last week really frustrated with the details they weren't able to obtain related to this attack and concerns that they were being misled as to the reasoning behind what fueled the killing of this Iranian general. So other Republicans are still defending the president, but there is some concern among some of their members.
We just have a few seconds here, but New Jersey Senator Cory Booker out. Do you think he's completely out of the picture, or might he be on the radar as a second?
I think we could see him again. He showed a lot of potential during this run. It does leave a less diverse group behind for the Democrats, but I think we'll see more of Cory Booker in the future again.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you as always.
Thank you for having me.